Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala amma ba'd. What Allah love versus what we love. We love ego. We love show off. We love to be stubborn. We love to be the big baba and big mama. We love to dictate. We love to be ego to even to the point we do not ask question or seek consultation or seek knowledge first. Very bad. And what Allah love? Allah love us to seek knowledge. Allah love us to ask Him, to have consultation with Allah. Consultation with learned people is called istikhara with Allah and istishara, consultation. One of the quality of the mu'min. I will share with you a couple of story in my whole life, and it make a huge difference. My first teacher was young, almost our age, but he was very deep knowledge. In left less than 6 months, some of my friend, the one we were together, they start building ego. And believe it or not, why we have to listen to him? Why he always the one he give us and knowledge and information? Why we cannot read and do like him? And we become arrogant. And it causing division. And it causing loss of the relationship. When you look, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, he held tight the companion together. Even the companion after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, later on, some of them have a different opinion. But they hold tight the brotherhood. They hold tight the respect of each other. Today, we have no respect for age. We have no respect for elder. We have no respect for even our benefit. Our ego make us blind. To the point, it blind me from my own benefit. Why I have to go ask? Why I have to ask him all the time? And this is a problem in the Ummah. This is why we are so divided. Even we claim we love each other for Allah. If we love each other for Allah, if we love even ourselves for Allah, we will seek knowledge. We will seek consultation first. We will not repeat the mistake over and over again. We will humble ourselves. Like I tell you before, how many of us asking Allah, Ya Hakim, the owner of wisdom, Ya Allah, give me wisdom. Ya Noor. Imagine those who know me. I talk about it for years. And I hardly find somebody doing it. Subhanaka Ya Rabbi. Even I pass by the name of Allah many times in my life. Until one person, and he was very simple. I was one time sit down crying because I was spreading a lot of the name of Allah books. And it took me a lot of effort until I get it. And I went to the scholar. And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, "You're wrong." I said, "Why?" He said, "You value the name of Allah and you try to spread it, but they do not value it yet. This why you give them the book, but they never open the book." Imagine the name of Allah, the most beautiful name of Allah, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call him with it. Imagine, can you find something higher? The highest to call Allah with his name, and the second to make salah ala al-Nabi. A lot of salah ala al-Nabi. And the third, to seek knowledge, seek consultation with Allah, and seek consultation with learned people. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm not feeling well. Maybe tonight, my last night. Remember this message. Take it seriously. You will never go anywhere without what I'm sharing with you now. Call Allah. Call with Allah with his name. Consult with Allah. Consult with learned people. Humble yourself to Allah for your own benefit, dunya and akhirah. Do you know all this we call ikhlas? But when the ego come, when the blindness of the eyes come, the blindness of the heart, ego, jealousy, arrogance, envy, you name it, it makes us not able to see. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Time is very short. Today we are alive, tomorrow I'm dead, and you're dead. Please, this is ikhlas. Have a covenant with Allah, hold tight, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you belong to him. Call Allah with his name. Make salah ala al-Nabi. Humble yourself and seek consultation with Allah and with those who you're to respect supposed to be. May Allah give us the humble and humility to elevate ourselves, the elevation with humble and humility, and the disgrace with arrogance and ego. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.